Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talks Astros. Find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Hey, always positive, always Stros. Brett, where can you find you on Twitter?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and Instagram. They can find me at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros. I'm positive that I hated this game. I'm positive that the Astros offense didn't show up, and I'm positive that we have a starting pitching problem in this series. We are down 1-2.
Hey, you know what I am positive about? I am positive for y'all for making us your first listen every day. We even had somebody on our, YouTube saying that I make y'all my first listen even before I listen to my wife every day. So yeah, shout out to you. I'm not going to call you out. But you know who you are. Props to you for saying that. But thank you for listening to us on YouTube, and make sure you go and continue to subscribe to us on YouTube. Give us some likes. And we actually got a shout out for all the likes on the network. So keep on doing that. Give us the likes, and go ahead and listen to audio version on Apple, Odyssey, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Keep on listening to Locked On Astros podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliable, low prices, all the parts your car ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them that Locked On Astros sent you by. So I know that a lot of people are a little bit down after today's game. I know that I was trying to be positive in yesterday's game, yesterday's podcast. I was trying to say, well, this is what Jose Urquidy has done in the past. But I was also like, this dude hasn't pitched in two weeks. He's going to be a little bit rusty. And he looked rusty. And it doesn't help the fact that Jose Altuve, I don't want to say his yips are back. I think last year in the postseason, I think it was more the throwing issues. But this year, it just seems to be the he can't field the ball. And like, they could have got out of that little issue in this. I think it was the second inning when that grand slam happened. That was I don't want to say tailor-made double play ball, but that could have been a double play. And it just seemed like that ball, like, took a bad
now, well, yeah, that ball, I watched it replay over and over and over, and very few second basemen, if anybody, makes that play. The way he jumped, his glove was clearly not turned. Okay, when you're fielding a ground ball, you have your glove with the palm facing up, and as you raise your glove as a fielder, when you get to your waist, you turn it to where the fingers are up, okay? So if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. So you field a ground ball with your mitt on the ground and pull it up. Once you get to your waist, you're supposed to turn it. That ball came so fast, had such a brutal topspin after that hop. And John Smoltz talked about that when he jumped, he didn't have time to adjust his glove to where if he would have caught it with his glove, he could have pulled it out, shoved it to Correa, got the double play. He didn't have time. That was not listed as an error. It was listed as a fielder's choice. I don't know that was a catchable ball. Maybe
I think it was listed as error.
Okay. No, yeah. It was, it was listed as an error. But what I'm saying is everybody's like, well, yes, Jose Altuve, if he doesn't make that, if he makes a double play, we get out of the inning. They only have one run, right? It probably changes the whole complexion of the game. But that was not I don't think most people would have caught that ball, Eric. I think a lot of people unfairly criticized him on that play. Now, the throw from Martin Maldonado later in the game, maybe he should have caught it, but Martin didn't throw a ball that was spot on either. And so the bottom line, it comes down to you have these starting pitchers, and they're not going the distance. Now, maybe it's not some of their faults because, like, Urquidy hasn't pitched in 15 days, like you mentioned, but there was not a single facet of this game that was good. The only pitcher to a certain point that hadn't allowed a hit was Brooks Raley, and you pulled him with two outs. And then you put in Maton and he gives up a home run. And this game got away from them. This game got away from them. Mentally, they were never in it. Mentally, they were always out. Kyle Tucker was the lone bright spot on the offensive side. But, you know, Dusty Baker was asked about that play, and he defended Altuve after the game. He said that was a tough play. Not many people make that play. And so I don't think anybody's harping on Altuve in the clubhouse. I think the team's down on themselves right now. But you know what, Eric? They've got to wake up. And it's like Dusty said, the sun will be shining tomorrow. We got to get up, and it's a new day.
Yeah, but it just I think Dusty Baker also said this is like Groundhog's Day or something. It just seems like it's the same thing that happened the other day. I mean, yeah, the other day it was two grand slams, but I was literally at what was it called?
I don't know. You went the truck yard?
Truck yard. Yeah, I was at truck yard. I forgot what it's called, but I was at truck yard watching it. And as soon as Schwarber, I can't even say his name.
Kyle Schwarber. Yeah.
Schwarber hit the ball. I put my head down because I'm like, I knew where it was going. I could just see by the bat path and everything, the launch angle, as you would say. I could just tell that it was gone. And I would just put my head down. I'm like, here we go again. And it was just like, it just seems like the Astros, once you give them a team like the Red Sox that extra chance, yeah, I know that maybe it was a hard play on Jose Altuve. It's maybe a play that would take in a miracle for him to do, but that's typically a play that Jose Altuve would at least knock down and in that situation and make the play of. So it just, it's a little frustrating right now. And Altuve is not having the best postseason. He's batting 083 right now, and he's got a 333 slugging percentage. Michael Brantley's batting 167. This may just be an ALCS stats. I haven't looked at, I don't know if that's including the entire postseason. I'm just looking at today's stats. I mean, what I'm seeing on the little roster here, but it's just a bad when you have something as minor as, you could have got at least one out there, and then it capitalizes. They capitalize in it, and it just,
well,
it's frustrating in that situation.
They capitalized. Yuli leads off with a single, two different innings. They do nothing with it. I mean, right. It's just one of those things where they're not swinging the bat. Their bats, Eric, have not shown up in the ALCS. Yes, they came back from behind. They won 5-4 in the game when I was there. Momentum shifted five in that runs game.
In the second game, too.
Right? They scored five runs.
Five runs. Most of the times, if you score five runs, you're going to win.
But if right, and you know, and we've got a lot to talk about when this offseason hits. Hopefully, it's not till after the World Series and we win and we do the unthinkable, because we're only down 1-2. It is only three games. It's not the end of the world. They still have to win two more. Right. The Red Sox have to go on a streak, and I think if the Astros can get a game, can get this next game, even if they lose game five, they go back to Houston for 6-7, the probability goes up that they win game six, you force them to a game seven. And you got to remember, the Red Sox, I mean, Eduardo Rodriguez pitched the game of his life tonight. He has not pitched that well against the Astros. Now, in his two playoff starts, Eric, he's been phenomenal. So maybe he's found another level. Maybe he's flipped a switch. You hope that the odds are in your favor if he pitches again and he doesn't do well against the Astros. You know, there were all these questions before the game. Why is Jose Siri starting? Why isn't Chaz McCormick starting? And Jose Siri actually had a really good game today. For what you want to call on for a rookie. I mean, he didn't hit the cover off the ball or anything at the plate, but he did really well out in the outfield. He made an amazing grab. He flashed the leather. He prevented a run in one of the innings, getting the ball back to Carlos. Right. So, you know, guys like that did their job, but the team as a whole, outside of Tucker, nobody's doing anything. I mean, that first inning, Eric, those first six at bats, they watched so many strikes go across the plate. And I'm like, why are y'all sitting back waiting? Why are you not attacking the ball? Like, I was so infuriated. You're letting these strikes build and you're not doing anything with the pitches you do swing at.
Right.
And so it's just a recipe for disaster at that point.
It just feels like right now Dusty Baker can't find the right parts for the lineup.
Yeah.
And it's like, go to rockauto.com, Dusty, and find the right parts. So tell us about rockauto.com.
With the ever-increasing makes and models, and it's now impossible to go to your local chain store, auto parts store to find the parts you need. Why endure the pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing only the brand that they have in their warehouse? Well, rockauto.com's got you covered. Not only have they been owned by a family for 20 years, they are serving do-it-yourselfers like myself, like Eric, like you listening or watching. It is a family-owned business, and they don't upcharge you because you're not a professional mechanic. From everything that you need for your car, truck, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, or even new carpet, we encourage you to check out their website. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution for your auto parts needs. I've shopped there myself, and the parts are amazingly low price, 30, 50, sometimes 100% less than what you pay in the store. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts you'll ever need available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there. How did you hear about us, box? So that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
Thoughts by Dusty.
All right, so here's, before we get into the pitching matchup for tomorrow, here's some thoughts by Dusty Baker on what the Astros need to do tomorrow. We've got to come out and hold them and score ourselves early. And on today's game, they count as one loss. We come back and win tomorrow. The series is even. You don't like it. You're not happy about it, but you've got to flush this one. And Dusty Baker on Greinke, we'll talk about this in a second, but Greinke's going to get the start tomorrow. And Greinke will pitch as long as he can go, as long as his endurance is fine. So, Greinke is going to get the start tomorrow. So this is something that we did talk about in the game. And this is something that we said that he may get one or two innings maybe, but I think after today's game, where this is what, three games where the starter has not gone past what, the three innings or two something innings, this is Greinke's got to go. I'm not gonna even say it, because I said yesterday that Urquidy's got to go five innings, and look what happened. So
game one, Framber Valdez got eight outs. Game two, Luis Garcia had three outs. Game three, Jose Urquidy got five outs. Game four, well, that one's supposed to be a bullpen game. That is a tweet that I just read by Jake Kaplan, and that is so right. And Zach Greinke basically has said something about what his start will entail, or what it means for him to go out there on the mound, because they asked him how long he can go in game four. He said, we'll see. Haven't gone real deep recently, but we'll just see what happens, and we'll be ready, and we'll go from there. Greinke is your consummate veteran, Eric. Some people think that maybe you should have thrown Greinke in this game. Some people thought that maybe you should have thrown Urquidy at home. I don't know that he would have done any better at home, but you can't give up another grand slam.
Thoughts by Dusty.
I didn't press it. I don't know who pressed that. I don't know what happened there.
Interesting. So I was like, wow. I was like at the Oscars, like I'm accepting an award and they run me off stage. No, it's all good. But you know, that's how this night went. The Red Sox, I believe, are going to have a bullpen game. I have not heard about their starter for game four. But right now, the Red Sox pitchers, Eric, are getting the job done. They're shutting down the Astros offense.
Right.
And this offense, you saw at that Kyle Tucker home run, if people are looking for positives, they do have the ability to score quickly. But they're not putting the bat on the ball. And the numbers never lie. And when you're not hitting, you're not hitting. And so let's just hope that tomorrow's a new day, that they reset, that they refocus, And they come out and shock Boston, and they need to shut the crowd down early because that crowd is brutal.
Apparently, the Astros' worst playoff loss, according to Brian McTaggart, was in a 13-3 loss in the 1997 NLDS against the Braves in Game 2. Mike Hampton gave up 6 runs, 8 walks, and 2 hits in 4 2/3 innings. At least he went 4 2/3 innings, Jose Urquidy, just saying. Their worst home loss is a 12-3 loss to the Washington in Game 2 of the 2019 World Series. I think we all remember that one.
Oh.
And so, yeah. So those are the worst losses in Astros history, but I think this one kind of tops that. No, I guess the World Series loss is kind of worse than ALCS.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's 2-1, like someone brought up. Remember the ALCS last year? We were down 0-3. We came back and tied it. I think this is a little different. And the reason why I think it's different is because our pitching isn't working the way it was working. But Pivetta is actually going for the Red Sox tomorrow. I had forgotten. That. Yeah. Pivetta's going. Pivetta's pitching right now with a lot of confidence. You hope that he goes out and does what these Astros starter have done. You know, falters early. They got Carlos on that. Do you see the fans taunting Carlos?
No, not just the fans. Eduardo Rodriguez
did that, and Cora was pissed.
Right.
And, you know, I joked on Twitter. Okay, I just want to clear this up. If you follow me on Twitter, I don't think the Red Sox are cheating, but I just threw it out there. Hey, 3 grand slams in 11 innings kind of seems like kind of fishy. Like, they know what's coming. I wonder if they're cheating. I put Corey equals cheating. Of course, I was being tongue in cheek about it. The bottom line is the Astros pitching has absolutely sucked. It's been terrible. And so when you're not locating your pitches and the only pitches you're locating, you're hanging stuff over the plate. Yes, they're going to crush the ball. And the dimensions of Fenway Park are favorable for hitters. And so the Astros just have to come out. They have to reset. You live to play another day. But I think, Eric, this is a must win. I don't think you want to go down and have to have game 5 as a must win. I think you have to win game 4. You have to win game 4. You can take the series back, tie it up. And then even if you go down 3-2, you're going back home for 2 games. And that is somewhat of a relief for the Houston Astros.
I wonder what the Bet Online people are saying about this game, because it's kind of like, oh, well, we're going to go with the Astros, but after these last 2 games, I don't know.
I think at one point it's like plus 1,700 for them to win the game, and I was like, damn, that's a pretty good bet, but I'm glad I didn't. We're back and better than ever at the new web interface for the start of the basketball season, and more props and odds and lines than ever before. Bet Online remains your number one spot for basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use your promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. Like, Wheelhouse Jr. and I are going to the Rockets season opener this Friday, so I'm wondering what the line is on the OKC Rockets game for basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts.
All right, guys, and don't forget to continue making the Locked On Astros podcast, whether the Astros win or lose, your first listen every day. Whether it's on YouTube, keep on subscribing, keep on liking us every day. The like is simple, easy. All you have to do is hit that little thumbs up button. Keep on listening to us on audio version, whether it's Apple, Spotify. So Apple, Odyssey, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, the Locked On Astros podcast is probably there. Going back to the Eduardo Rodriguez and the Carlos Correa thing, Carlos Correa addressed it after game, and he said he loved it that Eduardo Rodriguez did it. He said he wishes that more players would do that. He said that he loves that little rivalry, and he says that that's the way baseball should trend, that people should have that, like, the exciting, the like the mocking, like, hey,
I mean, you know, I think it's a swagger. I think at the end of the day, a lot of these guys probably run in the same circles. A lot of these guys are probably friends somewhere along the way, connected with somebody. So yeah, you're going to talk smack. I mean, you want to face your childhood rival or a guy you battled against in the minors. You want to go. I remember asking Pete Solomon who is the most guy he was most afraid of or most wanted to face. And I remember he said Trey Mancini, because Trey Mancini, he and him went to college together, and he said he's a dangerous hitter and I would love to strike him out, but I would also be afraid to face him because he is such a great hitter. So I think it's good. I think this is a healthy rivalry, Eric. I don't think there's bad blood. I think there's still a mutual respect between Cora and the players, and I think that's probably why Cora went out there. And no matter what you say about Joey Cora, he is, I think, in the end, a good guy. I think in the end, he is a very good coach. And we just hope that Dusty Baker is better, that the pitching is better, and the hitting is better, and we tie the game up.
That's fine. I think a lot of people on the live podcast we did yesterday tried to bring this up, and I think I kind of shot it down, and you tried to bring it up as well. But Chandler Rome brought this up, and I know Jason Castro got some playing time today. He actually caught a little bit today, but Chandler Rome brought up that Martin Maldonado is 1-for-20 in the playoffs with 8 strikeouts. And he says, given the state of the pitching staff, is it time to not worry about the defensive abilities of the catcher and just try to outslug the Red Sox by putting your best offensive hitter, which is Jason Castro,
yeah, in there? Martin is a sure out right now. No offense. I love Maldonado behind the plate. I love him as a Houston Astro. I think he's a great catcher. But the Red Sox aren't stealing a ton of bases. And you need the bat. He's batting, what, 063 now? I mean, come on. I mean, give Castro a shot. If you're going to start Siri, God's sakes, start freaking Jason Castro. Just start him. What's it going to hurt? I mean, it can't get any worse. It's only going to get better. So, yeah, start Castro. And I'm done with that. It's like, let's just move on to game 4 and tie this series up.
Yeah, so game 4, it's going to be Zach Greinke. He's not stretched out. It's supposed to be a bullpen game, but I'll be lucky. I'll be happy to get 4 innings out of Greinke. I think that's going to be asking a lot, especially the last time he pitched. He only pitched 1 inning. The time before that, I want to say he pitched like 1 inning, maybe 2 innings. So it's going to be asking a lot for him to do that, but this is Zach Greinke, and this dude can do whatever he wants to. He doesn't throw hard, so who knows what he can do. So
he's a seasoned vet. He can go 5 or 6 innings. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, and Christian Javier did not pitch today, so Christian Javier can come in and follow him up, but at the same time, we got to worry about the next game as well. I know Framer Valdez is most likely going to start that game, but he didn't last long in his start either. So it's just kind of like and I know a lot of people are saying, well, the Astros, I know I mentioned it in the podcast yesterday. I'm like, well, do the Astros have enough starting pitching? They had enough starting pitching to get through the regular season. But in the postseason, it's a whole different ball game. And the Astros are seeing that right now. And like Jose Urquidy, he just didn't have his stuff, and he was not crisp. And he had the 2 walks and he allowed 5 hits, and it looked like batting practice. He was not fooling anybody. And I was surprised he even got that 1 strikeout. I don't even know who even struck out, but
someone like Pete Solomon at this point would have been a better option. I'll be real honest.
Maybe, but
he's pitched more. He's pitched a lot more this season.
So here's my prediction for tomorrow, which is game. What game are we in? This will be game 4. So it would be Zach Greinke for 3 innings. I think Christian Javier for 3 innings, and then the bullpen for the rest of the way. I mean, the rest of the bullpen for the rest of the way. And the Astros have got to get this victory. You don't want to be backs against the wall in Boston. You could be backs against the wall in Houston, but not backs against the wall in Boston, because that's we saw how electric that crowd was, especially with all the laundry basket signs and everything. That,
yeah, I agree. Let's just I've literally got nothing else to say. I'm tanked on this. Let's just tie it up and go to game four.
All right. I guess that's all we got for this edition of the Locked On Astros podcast. Make sure you keep on subscribing to us on YouTube, and make sure you check out Sully on the Locked On MLB podcast. I'm sure he's got a lot of great things to say about the Astros, and make sure you keep on subscribing, and we will talk to you tomorrow after another Astros victory, hopefully, and we will see you tomorrow.